Hello and welcome. This is Dennis with London Security Solutions Podcast. This is going to be the start of a tips and tricks series. We've had a lot of requests for this and finally decided it was time to get this information out there. In this series, we're going to be focusing typically on one topic at a time, so be sure to check back often or just subscribe to the podcast, and that way you won't miss anything which we talk about. Okay, so over the years, I've been asked about the difference between on-access scanning and on-demand scanning, more specifically, which one is better at securing a system. So first, let's go over the differences. On-access scanning, also known as real-time scanning, is when the scanner is running in, well, real-time, and files are being accessed. So whether those files being accessed, it's through a read process, a write, they're being moved, copied, or whatever, right? The file gets scanned in its entirety. Now, this could kill your system utilization if every file gets constantly scanned over and over and over again, you know, whenever you're trying to do anything. So to reduce that performance impact, the vast majority of the vendors' scanners utilize what they consider to be a scan bit. So similar to an archive bit, like with backups. So they use this scan bit to recognize that the file has been scanned and hasn't been modified, so therefore it won't rescan it again. When the file gets modified, the scan bit gets removed, and then it gets rescanned, and then a new scan bit gets applied. Okay, so that's the way that works. There are some vendors whose solution will also make a copy of the hash of that file. So instead of using a bit to mark the file as scanned, they utilize a copy of that hash. Either way is fine, just as long as you use a solution which does one of those instead of rescanning every system file and every single thing as it goes along. Okay, so on-demand scanning. This is when you initiate the scan of a file or folder or drive, what have you, through the use of a command. Now, this could be as simple as just right mouse clicking on a file and saying scan now. You could schedule a task to run at a specified or appointed time. A lot of companies like to schedule their full system scans to run during lunch. We prefer them to run in the evenings when your users aren't on the systems, but hey, again, that's up to you, right? Because some companies don't want to leave their systems on overnight. This scanning process should again mark those files as being scanned with either that bit or hash solution. And one thing to note is that most vendors will clear out their hash cache or that bit archive when the signature or the definition gets updated. So with each update, they're going to clear out all that stuff just to make sure that they then rescan those files with the newly updated information and can hopefully catch anything which may have slipped past during the previous scans while they were running the older signatures or definitions. So either of those are great on their own, but you really shouldn't rely on just an on-access or just an on-demand scanner as a complete endpoint security solution. You really need both. And why? Well, simple. I mean, new malware is released at such a rate, there's no way for any of the security vendors to keep up with it. You can ask them. They'll tell you that they can't do it. You have to utilize the on-access scanner so that you can scan for those new threats as files are being accessed. But then you also have to use that on-demand scanner to go back over files which may have been scanned but not checked since that last signature definition update, as I stated earlier. Okay, so basically, you know, again, using this method with traditional endpoint security technologies, you're basically going to need to schedule an on-demand scan every day or every evening just to try and catch what may have been missed during the day. All right, now, okay, so I know what you might be thinking, but Dennis, what about those new solutions which use artificial intelligence or machine learning? Okay, so yeah, let's talk about those. Now, these are the leaders in on-access scanning, okay, because they literally scan everything against, well, not just their own signatures or definitions or database, but also against the behavior of those files, right? Not to mention the leading solutions in AI or machine learning also have a back-end integration with VirusTotal. So they can check that hash against all other participating vendors to see if anyone, anywhere in the world has ever seen it before. And, you know, not to mention, they're also checking the reputation of the file. I think that's kind of what's important here. So is it known bad, known good, as opposed to just, you know, a one or a zero of equaling a DAT or signature? All right, now talk about crowdsourcing. That's awesome. The ability to check against everyone. Now, with that, it may sound like AI or machine learning solutions are the best way to go for all your security needs. Now, hold on a sec, okay? Before you start going down that path, you need to make sure you still have the on-demand scan option to find anything in those files which may have been missed by or just not accessed since switching over to the new solution, you know, that new AI or machine learning solution. Or it may not be frequently accessed at all and therefore never gets compared against the AI or machine learning algorithm. So, you know, you need to you know, at least make sure to run those types of scans. Not to mention, and this I think is going to be more important than the other stuff here, is you have to have the ability to run an on-demand scan and report on the results of the specific scan if you're ever audited against CIS or NIST. So if you have any of those security frameworks, either of those two in there, you have to make sure that you can run an on-demand scan and that you can report on the results of that scan. Because if you can't, then you can't check that one box inside that section of 25 questions. And just by not being able to check that one box, you'll fail the whole audit. It sucks. It's horrible. Okay, so, all right, that being said, what do we here at London Security recommend? Again, we like to try to keep things simple. So we prefer to have an artificial intelligence or a machine learning solution as our base for that real-time or on-access scanning. We want that core layer of protection there. Then we layer it with a well-known endpoint technology to handle, you know, the scheduled on-demand scanning, along with the potential for enhanced reporting and even some additional on-access capabilities. So believe it or not, we also have, in addition to those, a third layer on our endpoints for endpoint security, and this does fall within that on-access scanning criteria. And if you heard our previous podcast, you heard me talk about it. It's Cisco's umbrella, also known as OpenDNS, which will catch and stop the majority of clicks on those links, which can get past those traditional, as well as the artificial intelligence and machine learning on-access scanners. Because if you think about it, a link in an email or in an attachment has no reputation or signature for either the traditional or the new AI machine learning technologies to identify. They have to wait until the user clicks the link, establishes the connection, pulls down the file, and if it's a packaged file, you have to wait until it gets unpacked, right? If it's a zipped file, you have to wait until it gets unzipped. And then, and only then, will either the AI or the on-access scanner scan it. So we find that umbrella will actually prevent that connection from ever occurring based on the reputation of the link. Okay, and therefore, if it doesn't pull down any of the files, do anything else like that, it makes the job of that on-access scanner a lot easier. Plus, you never have to worry about finding it in an on-demand scan. So It's a great additional layer. We love it, and it's actually helped reduce a lot of things for us and our customers. All right, so that's it for the Tips and Tricks podcast for today. Hopefully, you've learned a little bit about the differences between on-access and on-demand scanners, as well as why you really need both. Plus, I did add some additional details on AI and machine learning. And also, you know, OpenDNS, of course, you know, I'm always going to be talking about that. That's probably one of the things that I always fall back on now. All right. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to say thank you for listening. Hopefully you've learned a little. And, you know, if you like what you've heard, please feel free to share this podcast, share the information. Please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll keep you updated. And, you know, I do appreciate feedback. So have fun. Stay safe.
You've been listening to the London Security Solutions Podcast. For additional information or to submit a question or comment about anything you've heard on this podcast, you can email us at info@londonsecuritysolutions.com. You can find us online at www.londonsecuritysolutions.com or through Facebook using at London Solutions.